Ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. Ain't got no honey baby now. That ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. And I ain't got no honey baby now.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, The Energy Economy, we talk with Ronald Jibson, Chairman, President, and CEO of Questar.
But obviously, the shale plays have been a paradigm shift in our industry. We always knew there was gas in the shale, but we never could economically get that gas out. Now with the technologies of horizontal drilling and the ability to continue to use fracking. Fracking isn't new. We've been doing it for 25 years. But with the technologies, we're able to not only get the gas out of the shale, but get it very economically, some of the lowest cost plays. And so as a result of that, you now have an abundance of natural gas that we've never had before. For many, many years, dating back to the 70s with President Carter, when he said, you know, we're going to be out of gas in the next 8 to 10 years, he was right. We had an issue at that time. But as always, the ingenuity and smart people found ways to change that and found ways to develop the natural resources and do it very effectively and prudently. And so it is a year of natural gas in the sense that we have a very strong abundance of natural gas. We can now look at natural gas beyond just space heating and water heating. We can look at it for enhanced power generation. Continued building more and more plants on natural gas. It's a backup to all renewable energy, and at the same time we can use it for natural gas for transportation and do all of this. And we can even look at exporting natural gas, which 6 years ago we were considered an importing country. Now we're looked at as an exporter of natural gas. So I think you've got a situation where natural gas is certainly going to be an abundant, not a bridge fuel, it's going to be abundant foundation fuel, and it's very important to prudently and cautiously, we need to be careful as we partner with environmental concerns, but we can do that and we can develop this resource and use it for much more, lessen our dependence on foreign oil, and be able to take care of our own in the country as we need to do. I think So it is a year of that. I think, you know, there's a lot of talk about EPA rules and coal being replaced with natural gas. And I think we need to be very careful there. But we need to look at all forms of energy. We need to be using oil. We need to be using coal. We need to be using natural gas. We need to develop renewable energy. We need to continue to look at hydro. We need to continue to look at the opportunities for nuclear. I think to meet the demands that we have in the future, we're going to need all forms of energy. And it's not, you know, it's probably not a great situation to have just one foundation fuel. So as people talk about natural gas being that foundation fuel, we believe it is. We think we have the abundance for it, but we also have to be cognizant that we need a large portfolio of many supplies of energy, and that includes the development and better technologies in all areas.
You mentioned transportation, whether it be CNG or LNG. Is that the type of transportation that we're talking about with natural gas, the conversion and some of the filling stations? You guys are involved with that. Talk to me a little bit about that transportation when it comes to natural gas. That seems to be the wave of the future.
You know, it really is. You know, we're behind a lot of countries in this regard, but we got our kind of one foot into it back in the 90s. And then with the advent of more computerized engines and different kits for replacement or for conversions, it made it difficult to continue that market. And plus, I'm not sure the American public was ready for smaller vehicles and so forth. But I think what we've seen, again, because of the abundance, is you now have what I would call the foundation market, which is your mid-sized vehicles. These would be your trash hauling vehicles, your buses, commuter shuttles and so forth, where the economics are just a flat-out no-brainer. They're seeing tremendous savings, and again, abundance of natural gas makes that possible. So you'll very likely see 70% of the trash hauling vehicles within the next 2 years will be running on natural gas. I've heard figures of about 49% today. So the medium-sized, mid-sized vehicles, transit buses and so forth, are definitely the foundation of this shift. The large vehicles, the big semi-trucks, are now what I would call the emerging market. We're seeing tremendous results from companies like Swift Trucking and Central Freight Lines, major companies like Frito-Lay and Dart Transportation, who have made major commitments to convert a large number of vehicles who are buying the engines currently available in a 12-liter engine. And we're seeing the trucking industry really take hold of this. And it's saving them money. You know, all of the little issues are being resolved that were there originally of where to fuel. Again, we're out building those kind of facilities in the right locations. How to fill. We're seeing the filling times of natural gas, CNG, and LNG are filling as quickly as the diesel was filled into the trucks. The drivers love them. And companies are moving that direction. So I think it truly in the United States, we're seeing finally the needle move to a point where I think we're going to be very competitive in the rest of the world, and we'll see this market continue to grow and develop. The passenger vehicles are probably the market that's being pulled along right now. I think we're going to need to see home refueling at a very economical rate, and technology, there are devices currently available, but we need to get the price down on home refueling units. When that happens, I think you'll see the passenger market also take off. So, you know, it's exciting. I think it's one of the things that we get asked probably the most questions about. And the results that we're seeing really show that it's going to happen now. And we're very excited to be part of that. We're building these major facilities literally from the West Coast to the East Coast, and in strategic locations. A lot of cities that many people haven't heard about, but they're major hubs for major trucking companies, and we're going to see that market continue.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ronald Gibson, Chairman, President, and CEO of Questar, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. Ain't got no honey baby now.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines. The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota, with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Ain't gonna be treated this way, but ain't got no use for no red rocking chair, and I ain't got no honey baby now.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has defined himself as one of the top realtors in the nation, and those skills used in real estate can and will translate into your business world. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty have created business tactics and strategies that are getting attention from around the nation. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.